As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture on a Friday, as of September 1st, the size of the U.S. swine herd has reached 73.5 million head. Well, that's up 3% from last month, up 2% from last year. Now, the breeding herd rose 1% from last year, and the marketing hog inventory increased 3%. Most analysts are calling these numbers neutral for the trade. University of Missouri Professor Emeritus Ron Plain says there may be some red ink this fall for pig farmers, but there is positive news for the industry.
By and large, the industry is profitable and we're growing. Demand is good. Export outlook looks good. So we anticipate more pork. The numbers don't work out quite as much more pork as the USDA WASD has been forecasting. But bottom line, the industry is alive and well. The slaughter capacity thing gives us room to grow production, and I think we're going to make sure there's enough hog to keep those employees in those new plants busy.
Well, hog slaughter levels have broken new records this fall. Packer capacity increased at the same time with two significant plants coming on board. Alto Kalo, he's the senior analyst with the Steiner Consulting Group, says there seems to be too much focus on the large production numbers.
And I think we forget the fact that, you know, a lot of this pork is actually, you know, going to the consumers, and it's getting used up. Now it's taking somewhat lower prices to get that done, but those lower prices are still have been profitable for the producer. And the export markets are absorbing a fair amount of this pork as well. We don't have the July numbers were a little bit lower, but they were lower because, you know, the prices were pretty high. When you look at the weekly export numbers for August and then for September, I think for September now we're on track to have exports somewhere around 8-9%, maybe even 10% compared to a year ago. So I think the increase in production is fine, and it's something that you know, everybody can see it on a daily basis. But I think the demand for pork continues to be pretty good, and I think that's allowed producers to stay profitable through this expansion.
Well, Kevin Greer, who leads his own market analysis and consulting firm in Guelph, Ontario, says Canada is facing similar expansion. There's been concerns with a PED this spring and summer.
Pretty well all of it has been associated in the province of Manitoba, southeast Manitoba. It's resulted in a decline in feeder pigs heading into Iowa and Minnesota of about 10,000 head a week this summer. And those would have been hitting the market, of course, in the fourth quarter. And the reality of it is that finishers finishers in Iowa, southern Minnesota, certainly noticed the decline in numbers this summer. The orders were not filled this summer, and even packers took a look at these and with a certain amount of concern, especially those that are aware of the fact that a lot more competitive capacity is coming on stream.
While Greer says the Canadian swine industry is envious of the productivity gains seen in the United States, and, of course, we will check more when we do have our next pork checkoff report. Well, as we take a look at what's going on with the North America Free Trade Agreement, negotiators in the North America Free Trade Agreement talks say they're making progress after the third round of talks concluded Wednesday. Now, a Bloomberg report says the talk of progress comes as tensions grow between the U.S. and Canada over aircraft. The U.S. imposed trade duties on Canadian-made aircraft, inflaming tensions with Canada. The nations did make some progress in the talks, including closing out the chapter on small and medium-sized businesses. The U.S. Commerce Department made the decision to impose duties on Bombardier's Marquis jetliner in the final day of negotiations. Canada's foreign minister calls the Trump administration protectionist, saying that fact is no big secret to the rest of the world. While at the same time, she says the Bombardier issue is separate from the NAFTA negotiations. Negotiators did say they made progress in several different areas, including telecommunications, digital trade, and state-owned enterprises. Okay, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about World Dairy Expo.